Hello, and welcome to another episode of Roar and Score. No pen and paper needed for this trivia podcast. Just yell out the answer before I tell you what it is and keep track of your score somehow. I am the Quizzed, and I was talking to a couple friends who tested out an episode for me the other day, and they said they played this as a team. I'm so competitive, I'd never even thought of that as an option. I'm always like, beat your score or beat the people around you, destroy them. But if you're the type of person who prefers to work as a team, do it, of course. I'll just never understand why you wouldn't want to make every aspect of your life a competition like I do. Anyway, bet I can touch the floor before you do. I win. As usual, we're scoring out of 35 points. No one's even come close to 35 points yet, but what we're discovering is that a really, really good score is anything over 20. We'll have a first round of 20 questions worth 1 point each, an absolutely cooked, hard question worth 5 big ones, a bonus round worth up to 5 points, and a game that we play throughout the first round worth 5 points as well. This episode's game is called I'm a Poet and I Didn't Even Know It. I'm going to give you a word, and you just need to listen out for an answer that rhymes with that word. If you pick up on it, you get 5 points added to your score. Today, you are listening for a word that rhymes with stock. Get ready for round one, and remember to listen for an answer that rhymes with the word stock. Round one, starting now. Question one. Which singer had the 2022 hit As It Was? Harry Styles. Question 2. Which pigment in leaves gives them their green colour? Chlorophyll. This is information you learn in Year 7 science and then don't know what to do with. Question 3. Which element has the chemical number 22? It is titanium. Question 4. The Potato Eaters is an 1885 painting by which artist? It's by Vincent van Gogh. It's one of his lesser known ones. Question 5. Which golfer won the 2023 Men's PGA Championship? Brooks Koepka. I'm not into golf, so I hope I said that right. Question 6. What is the Italian name for bowtie pasta? Farfalle. I'm also not Italian, so I hope I said that right. Question 7. What is the fourth word sung in the song We Are the Champions by Queen? I'll give you a second to work that out in your head. I've paid my dues is the fourth word. Question 8. What is the only prime number that ends in a 5? It's 5 itself. All the others are multiples of 5. Question 9. Which ocean is the shallowest? It's the Arctic Ocean with an average depth of 1,361 metres, which is still terrifyingly deep. Going from the ocean to the desert, question 10. What is the largest desert in the world by area? It's the Antarctic Desert, also known as Antarctica. Ooh, it's cold, but it's a desert. Little bit of a twist for the few people who hadn't been fooled by this twist before. Question 11. What is the currency of Brazil? Brazilian real, or spelt real. Question 12. How many of the original Beatles are still alive in March 2024? Two, still kicking. Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr. Question 13. Which popular electronic artist gained popularity with their 2010 hit Scary Monsters and Nice Sprites? Skrillex. Question 14. What is the smallest country in the world by land area? Vatican City. Question 15. A common addition to most gins in the world is what berry? The juniper berry. Question 16. In Peter Pan, what objects did the crocodile swallow, making him tick? A clock. Did you notice that was the answer for I'm a poet and I didn't know it? Clock does rhyme with stock. Well done if you got it, you little poet, you. Question 17. Cult leader Charles Manson had what distinctive tattoo on his head? A swastika. You know, the more I hear about that guy, the less I like him. Question 18. Jazz, gala, and envy are all types of what? They're all types of apple. Question 19. What is the best-selling video game of all time? Minecraft, with 238 million copies sold. Grand Theft Auto 5 is in second place, all the way down at 150 million. Question 20. In the movie Groundhog Day, Phil is stuck on a time loop repeating every day endlessly. What song is playing on the radio each time he wakes up? It's I Got You, Babe by Sonny and Cher. All right, that's it for the questions. Did you pick up the rhyme? 5 points to you if you did. 1 point for every question. Coming up next is the really ridiculously stupidly hard question and the bonus game for the episode. This episode's bonus game is called What Am I? It's very similar to Who Am I, except we're guessing an object. All right, stay tuned for that. All right, well, it's my fifth episode now, so surely you've just heard a million-dollar ad campaign by one of the big four banks. Anyway, it's now time for the absolutely cooked, so ridiculously hard question. All right, get this hard question correct and you get 5 points. In the TV show Breaking Bad, one of Jesse Pinkman's good friends is nicknamed Badger. What is Badger's full name? Lock in your answers now for 5 points. His name was Brandon Mayhew. Bet you can guess what show I was watching while I was writing this episode. 5 points to you if you got the hard question right. Now it's time for the bonus game of this episode. This week's bonus game is What Am I? It's very similar to Who Am I, except we're not guessing a person, we're guessing an object. I'm going to give you five clues. If you correctly guess the object I'm thinking of in the first clue, you get 5 points. In the second clue, you get 4 points. Then 3, 2, and 1 point for the last clue. Just like Who Am I, you can have a guess for every clue. You don't need to save your guesses, but I will limit you to one guess. Otherwise, you can just read through the whole dictionary and eventually get it right. All right, pretty straightforward. What am I? Clue 1. The first patent for me, a now popular object, was made in 1867 by Samuel B. Fay. I'll be very impressed if you can get it from that, and you'll also walk away with 5 points. Clue 2 for 4 points. A version of me that looks a lot like the one we use today was well known in 1899 at the latest. We know this due to a patent granted to William Middlebrook of Waterbury for a machine for making me from wire. Okay, clue 3. Popular in offices, today over 11 billion of me are produced every year in the USA alone. I couldn't find how many are made worldwide, but it's safe to say it's a few. Okay, clue 4 for 2 points. I am usually extremely cheap, very small, and come in many shapes, but the main shape is a bent oblong. I'm very lightweight and usually bought in bulk. Clue 5 for 1 point. I'm usually used to hold sheets of paper together, and I'm usually comprised of a bent piece of metal. What am I? I am a paperclip. Well done if you got me. Add that to your score. That is the end of another episode of Roar and Score. Remember to find me on Insta or Facebook and send through your name and score for a shout out at the end of an episode. But no changing your score to look smart. I'm the quizzer, so if you do that, I will know and I will find you. I've heard from Wade, who scored 7 points, and he was beaten by his boyfriend Corey, who scored 10. Georgia and Michaela scored 17 points together. The reigning champ Ren's done it again with a massive 27 points. Christy and Laura scored 16 together. Ben scored 24, making him our all-time silver medalist. Luke scored 21, who beat his wife Laura by 1 point, who scored 20. Sam scored 16, Jara scored 9, Jilly scored 14, and Leslie also scored 14. Dave scored 17. Thanks again for everyone who's sending in their scores. Keep them coming. We'll be back next week with another episode. See you later.